everybody, welcome to another episode of Classes of Mail. You may notice there is no music at the beginning of this episode because I have a special message that was sent to me by Abraham Askar, the Executive Vice President of Branch 4323 in Louisiana, because the president of their branch has passed away. And he sent me a letter that I'm going to read to you guys as it was written. And again, this is from Abraham. So here we go. Today, I want to take a moment to honor the life and legacy of an incredible woman, our sister, Sandy Ulrich. Sandy was more than just a letter carrier. She was a leader, a protector, and a fierce advocate for every one of us. She was our union mother. As the president of Branch 4323, covering Marrero, West Wego, and Belle Chasse, Louisiana, Sandy gave her all to the labor movement and to the people she served. She delivered more than just the mail. She delivered care, connection, and community. And I know that firsthand because Sandy delivered mail to my family's home. That's how I first got to know her, not as a union leader, but as someone who showed up with heart every single day. But there's one moment that changed my life forever. When I was just starting out at the post office in 2006, still in my 90-day probation period, I had a supervisor who made my life miserable. This person constantly harassed me, told me that I wouldn't last, and even threatened to fire me on my 89th day. I was stressed, unsure if I'd even make it. I told Sandy what was happening. And in true Sandy fashion, she didn't waste a second. She marched right up to that supervisor and gave her hell. And something amazing happened. That same supervisor came back to me, not to intimidate me, but to apologize for how unprofessional she had been, for how she treated me. And that right there, that was the moment I asked, where do I sign up to become an NALC union member? That's who Sandy was. She fought for people. She believed in us. And she made you feel like you belonged. Sandy was the beloved wife of retired letter carrier Tommy Doc Ulrich and proud mother of Dana Chambliss, president of Branch 4 in Tennessee, and the grandmother of two amazing grandsons who were the joy of her life. Her legacy isn't just in the roles she held, it's in the lives she touched and the strength she passed on to the rest of us. So to Sandy, thank you for everything, for your leadership, your love, and the fire you lit in all of us. Rest in power, sister. We'll carry the torch from here. In solidarity, Abraham Askar, Executive Vice President, Branch 4323.
Amen.
There we go. All right. So now we will get the episode started. Or will we? There we go. All right, here we go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Classes of Mail. And I just realized that I adjusted the volume for my intro music. So hopefully you guys are okay with your levels. We'll see. But let me get right to your introductions. I have two very special guests with me today that as soon as I heard what they were doing, I'm like, oh, I got to get these two on right away because they are pressing for major changes, major concrete steps to help limit the power of Brian Renfro to screw us again in the next round of contract negotiations. So without further ado, we have Stephanie LaGreca from Branch 370, Atlantic City, New Jersey. Say hello.
Hi, how are you?
All right, good deal. Welcome. And we have Jenna Marin. Is that the correct pronunciation?
You did good.
Close enough. All right, good deal. And she's
I'll accept it.
All right, good enough. Okay, anyway. Jenna Marin, president of Branch 340 in Lancaster, Ohio. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello.
All right, good deal. So, what are you guys trying to accomplish? Let's get this out of the way right in the beginning. Yeah, Stephanie.
We would like to get all the presidents together on a Zoom meeting and share ideas to come up with some resolutions and to call for a special meeting.
All right. So the special meeting is provided for in our Constitution, and you guys have a request that you've sent out to a number of branch presidents, and hopefully that number is going to continue to grow. So if it's okay with you, I would like to read this request to my listeners so that they know what it is exactly you're asking for. Is that cool?
Yes,
all right.
Sounds good.
All right, awesome. Here it comes. Dear President Renfro, regarding request for special meeting pursuant to Article 3, Section 2 of the NALC Constitution, I, and then your branch president would put their name in here, president of branch whatever, hereby formally request the calling of a special meeting of the National Association of Letter Carriers, as stipulated in Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution. The purpose of the requested special meeting is to discuss resolutions and proposals pertaining to the 2026 contract negotiations, which will be a significant agenda item for the Supreme Body. We propose holding the meeting in Atlantic City, New Jersey, or Las Vegas, Nevada, in September 2025. By the way, I wholeheartedly endorse Las Vegas, Nevada. That would be super convenient. And maybe I could let somebody crash on my couch. I don't know. They'd have to be pretty friendly.
All right. Unfriendly.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. All right. Well, sorry, guys. It's already taken. All right. Moving on. We believe that this meeting is essential for the preparation and coordination of our efforts for the upcoming contract negotiations, and we request your support in scheduling this important gathering. Please let us know if you require any additional documentation or information to process this request. We look forward to your prompt response and to the opportunity to collaborate on this matter of vital importance. Thank you for your attention to this request. Sincerely. And then it's signed by the branch president. All right, so you guys are both branch presidents. Have you guys already signed and sent off this letter?
I'm not a president. I'm rank and file.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I've listed you as a president.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I fixed that.
Okay. Oh, you did. You did take out where it says branch president. And I hope I read it as is and didn't call you a branch president.
No, my president he's very supportive, though. Whatever the membership wants, he's down for.
Okay, right on. All right.
And to answer your question,
yes.
My next branch meeting, I imagine it'll go in front of the members and it'll pass, but
right.
I don't do anything without their vote.
Oh, look at that. That is a beautiful thing. So that actually brings me to a question that I want to get to right off the bat, which is, this is something that is probably going to be proposed in many cases by rank and file carriers, not unlike Stephanie or like me. What happens? Because the way this is written, it's sent and signed off by the branch president. So an ethical branch president, someone like Jenna, is going to abide by the will of the branch and say, okay, this represents the will of my branch, so I'm going to send this off for the branch. What happens if the president stands opposed and doesn't want to send off this letter?
Well,
he doesn't have an option.
Okay, that's what I like to hear, right? Because again, that's the job, is to represent the will of the branch. The branch supersedes the president.
Exactly. And if you make a motion, he's obligated to hear it through. And I can't imagine people saying, no, we're not going to listen to that. I mean, there should at least be a discussion.
Right. Yep. Absolutely.
And that doesn't go away. Your minutes don't disappear.
Well, I'll tell you guys something briefly. In my branch, we had a vote to rerun our elections. And there was an appeal about the elections. And that appeal went to the National Committee on Appeals, where the branch had voted to rerun the elections completely. The executive board opposed it. And when it went to national, the executive board wrote all these things trying to overturn the branch's position. And then the branch gets to write its response and speak for itself. And my branch president said, well, I'm going to speak for the branch. And he wrote a letter to national that completely threw the branch under the bus and totally disregarded the branch's position. So some of us have branches where that's what we're up against.
Well, that's also the reason for the Zoom call.
Yeah, that is exactly right.
Coming to the president's really open and honest and transparent about everything.
Right.
They're not blindsided. They can have a discussion. And if they don't agree with it, at least they can discuss it and argue it and present their case instead of being, you know, shady or secretive.
Right. Absolutely.
You need to be open.
And the language of the resolution is already written. And so that part is essentially squared away, that we already know what it is we're asking for. So in the Constitution, special requests require special meetings have to be requested by not less than half of the branches, representing not less than 2/3 of the members. So that's a pretty tall order. Do you guys have any kind of numbers? Like, do you know how many branches there are? I mean, I know the branch numbers go into the 4,000s, But I don't think we have a branch for every number. Like, I looked up branch 69, you know, just to see which one it was. So do you guys have a sense of how tall of an order this actually is?
It is a very tall order. We are reaching out to everyone we know in every state that we can think of. And you can go online and you can get the branches' addresses. So we're trying to do everything we can to get in touch and sharing it on Facebook as much as we can. Obviously, anybody who listens, if you can reach out to your branch president or if you go to your meeting, definitely share the word.
Absolutely. And this meeting,
reach out to myself or Jenna too. We'll
right.
Share the information with you.
So let's go ahead. We'll probably repeat this multiple times through the episode, but go ahead and tell people how they get in touch with you.
Email works.
All right, Jenna first.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's the nature of Zoom.
So my phone number is 740-304-7855. You can text me as best, but if you call me, that's fine too. My email is Jenna, J-E-N-N-A, Morin, M-O-R-I-N, 87 at gmail.com. And you can find me on Facebook, Discord, wherever. I'm right. Everywhere.
As Jenna Morin?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. And then what about Stephanie?
I am not as bold as Jenna. I am not putting my phone number out.
I know. My co-host puts out his.
Two different people.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Okay. But you can reach out to me on Facebook or my email is sponzlagreca@gmail.com.
All right. Good deal. So you guys are putting together a first big step to try to get this to gain some national momentum, and that is a nationwide Zoom meeting for presidents. So tell us about that. Tell us about the agenda and, more importantly, when that's going to happen.
So that's going to be Tuesday, April 22nd at 8 p.m. The reason we're doing it at 8 p.m. Eastern is so that we can include everyone out there in Pacific and Hawaii and all that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And yeah, we just want to get everybody on a Zoom call, share ideas. Like, we're just learning with this experience too. Like, I stumbled across this language because I've been trying to educate myself since the national convention. And so, you know, there's probably other presidents out there that know far more than I know, and they could probably share insight or history that they know that I don't know. I've been trying to educate myself on the Sembrado special meeting in 1993, but history's limited.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. And there's also, so I've read the entire Constitution as part of this podcast. And yeah, I found this stuff especially fascinating. The membership is the ultimate ruling body of our branch, but they only get together once every couple of years. And in the interim, it's really just the president, you know, and he has all this authority. He's supposed to work with the executive council, but until very recently, they've been pretty much just a rubber stamp for anything he wants to do. So in addition to the special meeting, there's also a referendum process that's laid out in the Constitution where we can pass resolutions of the type that we would pass at the convention just through a similar, like, getting it from enough branches. But I really like what you guys are trying to accomplish here, because getting people in a room and getting them talking about, you know, what we want our next bargaining points to be, especially in light of what happened with the last bargaining, I think it's a fantastic idea. So can you guys tell us about some of the resolutions that you have in mind, some of the business that you want to accomplish during this meeting?
So my branch actually just passed a resolution last month to itemize the tentative agreements in voting. So when they sent out the ballot for tentative agreement,
right,
we want the ballot to be itemized so we can vote on each proposed change.
Oh, that's interesting.
So we don't have to worry about, you know, some spam survey being sent out. And so there is no question about whether we voted down the economics or our 1260 rule.
Right.
They know exactly what it was we were unhappy with.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point, because Renfro used the economic package as cover for the rest of the changes. and tried to say that, oh, we only voted down the economic part, so your resolution would address that. I like that. Anything else you guys have?
Paul Bullinger, I believe. I don't know if it passed the branch yet.
Okay.
But he did write up a resolution where the part of the Constitution where it states the president has the authority to negotiate.
Yeah, it's like Article 16 or something. Yeah.
Yeah. He got it. He came up with language where it says the president, together with the executive council, will negotiate.
There we go. So at least there's some kind of check.
I'm taking that one to my branch meeting.
Nice.
I actually reached out to Paul and asked him for that one because I like the language there.
That's beautiful.
It's a good one.
And so
I feel like the USPS has a team. Do they not?
Of course.
They have a team that goes in there. Like, I feel like, I mean, a diverse team is going to bring more to the table than one single individual. And I don't care who that individual is.
Yeah, no question. You are absolutely right. Yeah. And so with this, you know, you just mentioned, Jenna, that you got together with Paul Bullinger and got that resolution from him. And that's the kind of thing that we can accomplish starting with this Zoom meeting on Tuesday, where you're getting these presidents together. And then presumably, if this is successful, getting people together at the special meeting. But, you know, regardless, getting like-minded, reform-minded, concerned presidents together is a useful objective in and of itself. And the kind of things that come out of that, the kind of reforms that are proposed, that benefits everybody.
Absolutely. It can also really unify a branch. Like, I've heard from a couple people, and my branch included, we get divisive at times. We argue, we don't always agree, but I feel like we've actually really united behind this. And I got so many encouraging text messages from my branch today that I was thrilled. I never had that experience, and it's really uniting us. And I feel like this can unite a lot of other branches that don't have this.
Absolutely.
You know, not everyone sees eye to eye, and this gives them that opportunity to create the unity, because it's not about whether you like this person, you don't like this person, you want to vote this way, you don't want to vote this way. It's about enforcing the rights that we have.
That's exactly right. And taking our rightful place as members at the head of this union and turning it into the rank and file union that it's supposed to be.
Correct.
Exactly.
Yep, absolutely. We are all in charge of this union. Okay, so when people reach out to you through your email address or find you on Facebook, then will you like put them on a list to get involved in the Zoom meeting?
Yes.
Cool. That's excellent.
You can also register on the Zoom. So we're also sending out like an email or like a Zoom link. And when you click the link, you can go in and register for the Zoom. And that also, that compiles a list of emails for us.
Right on. So who should sign up for this Zoom meeting? Who's your target audience?
Preferably presidents. We'd like to give them a free space to like ask questions, share ideas, be a little bit smaller than like everyone with the rank and file. I feel like it'll get a little chaotic and it'll turn into a 6-hour meeting instead of a couple hours.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So if you're a branch president listening to this, by all means, get in touch with these two. Get that Zoom link and get onto that Zoom meeting. And if you're a rank and file carrier, pass this along to your president so that they can get involved. Because, you know, this is what the Committee of Presidents meetings are supposed to be, right? Where presidents themselves get together. Yeah. And this is, you know, just like the podcasts themselves, the podcasts aim to serve a need that the NELC and the USPS aren't meeting. And here with this special meeting or with this Zoom, that again serves a need that the Committee of Presidents meeting is no longer functioning for. So credit to you guys for stepping up and doing this work that really needs to get done. And I'll be honest with you guys, even if we don't hit that 2/3 threshold, this is still incredibly important work that is uniting people, is bringing positive change to our union, and is putting Brian Renfro on notice.
It's sending a message to the entire executive board, because I can't imagine being an NBA and looking at a list with huge numbers of my region saying, no, we need to do this. Like, I can't imagine how they would feel. It puts pressure on them for sure.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right. And hopefully it makes them think twice. Like, you know, we just had that vote on the charges against Renfro that wound up going 14 to 11. And to me, that was shocking because it's always been just like a rubber stamp and unanimous support. And to have a vote that close, that's progress.
It's I don't know if it's progress or scary. Well, I wish we knew more right. about it.
Yeah, I would love to know who voted which way. I mean, there's a few people, I think we know how they voted. You know, I certainly think I know how Kerr voted. I probably know how Paul Barner voted. But there's a bunch of people in between that I'm really curious about.
Well, no, there were charges on Paul Barner, so I don't think he could
Oh,
vote.
Yeah, maybe that's true. Okay, well, then yeah. I probably know how, I don't know, you know, whoever the sycophants are on the executive board, which is still the majority of them, apparently. But yeah, that's we're doing important work. We're making positive change, and you guys are a big part of that. So let me ask you this. So the meeting is coming up very quickly. Most of my downloads, mm-hmm. thankfully, come on the first day, and I'm going to record. We're recording this on Saturday night, and I'm going to release it tomorrow morning. So we'll reach as many people as we can before this Zoom meeting. But anybody who's part of the long tail of the podcast, if they can't make it to that Zoom meeting for whatever reason, what should they do? How can they help?
Contact us. I mean, okay. If they're branch leadership, reach out. We'll tell you what you need to do before your monthly meeting. If it's rank and file, same thing. Reach out. We'll tell you what you can broach and, mm-hmm. you know, give you copies of the paperwork you need and start the discussion. People just need to talk about it to get it going.
Absolutely. Yep. And guys, I have their contact information as well. So, I mean, Stephanie, I will not give out your phone number. But if you guys need to get a hold of them and you weren't able to write down what their information was, send an email to me. And I will make sure that it gets along to either Stephanie or Jenna or both so that you guys can get in touch and make this happen. So let's give out that contact information again so that people know where to go if they want to get on the Zoom or if they need to get with you afterward. Jenna, you go first.
Jenna Morin, 740-304-7855. And the email is jennamorin87@gmail.com.
All right, Stephanie.
I'm on Facebook under Stephanie LaGreca.
There you go.
And then my email is sponzlagreca@gmail.com.
All right, good deal. Thank you guys for that. Okay, so I got to ask you at least one tough question. I'm obviously a booster here, but I got to ask at least one tough question, which is this stuff costs money, and it costs a bunch of money to put on a national meeting. So where's this money going to come from?
Well, if it's the will of the membership, that money comes from us. And yeah. The way I look at it is we got to get creative. The quorum for a convention is 300 members or 300 delegates out of 10 different states. We're okay. going to make that. There's 300 members that are going to have money to go. I'm not worried about that.
Right.
But if enough people can get this special convention passed, there's going to be enough people there voting for the right thing. But in today's with inflation and our 1.3%, we are learning how to budget.
Right.
I'm sure branches can take that budgeting into effect and maybe cutting out some dinners, doing different things if they want to participate in this.
Yeah, definitely. And the nice thing about having it in either Las Vegas or Atlantic City is you come there, you hit the roulette table, you get it all back, baby.
We were thinking more along the lines that it would be a little cheaper in those areas. It was the more cheaper of the national areas.
Right. Airfare is cheaper. There's a lot of rooms available. All right. We'll go with that too. Yeah.
Well, you offered Jenna your couch and I mean, she's got my couch here. So, I mean, that's really the reason.
That's a good point. Right. So yeah, we've already got at least a couple people squared away. So that's good. We're all done there. All right. So guys, I really hope this happens. I'm rooting for you. I want people to get in touch with you. I want people to get onto this Zoom meeting. And every step forward that we take, it's important. It's progress. It's sending a message. It's doing the important work that people like Jenna, people like Stephanie have to step up and do if we're going to change this union for the better. So guys, any last words you want to get out to people? Any plea you want to make? Anything like that before we cut out of here?
Be open-minded.
Okay.
For branch presidents, just be open-minded. I know people spin things, but when it boils down to it, nothing can happen until we get to the convention. And then when we get to the convention, the democratic process takes over where the members vote. That's what it's about. It's about members voting and putting forward our thoughts. We have contract negotiations. We need to ensure they are good. It's unprecedented. We've never had anything like this happen. Just be open-minded. There's nothing wrong with being open-minded and listening.
Yeah, excellent. Jenna?
I just want to say to everybody out there, don't give up. Don't back down. We have the momentum now, and we're going to keep putting him on notice. We're going to keep letting him know that we're here and we're paying attention, and we're going to keep fighting back.
That's fantastic. Guys, great work. Thank you very much for coming on to Classes of Mail. We got it done in under half an hour, which is key. Very well done. And I'm rooting for you guys. Folks, listeners, please reach out to Stephanie, reach out to Jenna, give them your support. Tell them that you believe in what they're doing, that what they're doing is important. And, you know, obviously I feel that it is. And reach out to them, get on that Zoom, get these resolutions going. This is the only way we're going to make the change we need to make. So, guys, thank you very much for coming on the podcast. And I think that's all we have. So for Stephanie LaGreca, for Jenna Morin, I'm Alan Gigax. This was Classes of Mail. Thanks for listening. I will catch you all next time.